Please turn with me to number 68, the song that Cordana called to our attention in the White Book, number 68. Praise God. And then we'll prepare our hearts to receive from the Lord, who gives and gives and gives again. Amen.
As the burdens grow greater,
glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul gave us these words. He said, I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. And he said, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span. The thought that there at the Last Supper, as Jesus took that bread and break it, he gave thanks. Thank you, Father, that I can give myself, that I can be that bread of life that brings life to the world. Knew that his suffering was before him, untold suffering that we could never comprehend. And what does he do? He gives thanks. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Tom, will you give thanks to the Lord for his broken body?
Lord, we realize that you suffered for us, oh God. It wasn't something that you were looking forward to, but you were willing to because of your great love for us. Thank you for so loving us. And we are reminded tonight of this great love wherewith you love us, where you gave yourself that we might be saved. We pray that this night you're working in us a new and a fresh, a full and free salvation. Work on in each and every one of us, O God, to fulfill, to save us to the uttermost. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Amen. Please hold the emblem until we all are served, and then we'll partake together. Praise God, brethren. In his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. There was one who was willing to die in my stead, that a soul so unworthy might live. And the path to the cross he was willing to tread, all the sins of my life to forgive. They are nailed to the cross, they are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear.
Jesus went to the cross, and he carried my sins with him there. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to pay. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, and he carried my sins with him there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 He was wounded for all transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities.
Let's take together, partake of this bread, and by faith partake of the bread of life. Hallelujah. Receive your healing in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Let's partake together. Oh, he's here. Oh, he's here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Oh, Jesus. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, be till I want no more. Bread of heaven. Hallelujah. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for the remission of sins." Hallelujah. As oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until I come. Oh, hallelujah. This is my blood shed for you. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus. Brother Andrew, will you thank the Lord for his precious blood?
Lord Jesus, we're so thankful that we can come to you tonight, the mediator of a new covenant, the one whose blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
Yes.
Lord, a word of forgiveness, a word of cleansing, of reconciliation. Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we do come in obedience to you and to partake of you, to receive all that you have for us tonight, Lord. We thank you for the power that is in the blood, not only to cleanse us for sin, but to cause us to walk in newness of life, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Life is in the blood. And
hallelujah.
So, Lord, we, in obedience, we claim your working in us tonight, Lord, that you would replace our life with your glorious life, Lord, that you have provided for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We thank you and pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, breathe. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Shed for you, drink ye all of it. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. For you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, I receive you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I partake of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your life. Hallelujah. Your glory. Your victory. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, we praise your name. Stand together.
worship the Lord. Come, let's give him the glory due his name. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord.
Savior. Hallelujah. And he's still doing it, saving, keeping, helping, and loving. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This way, okay. Wonderful. You may be seated, brethren. Thank you for your help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, before we go tonight, we just want to pray for our staff, and we'll do it simply. God has come to you already, and we've heard encouraging words, and God, we just want to just commit these servants of God into the Lord's, to his grace, and we want them to know that we'll be praying for them, we appreciate them, we're standing with them, we're believing God, Sister Janet, Sister Aloma especially. While I'm here, if there's any particular needs that arise in the cottage or the village, please let us know. Get word. We want to pray with for you and stand with you. That's our privilege. We're all in this together. Hallelujah. And so, first of all, I'd like to have our Sister Aloma stand. Where art thou? I see. She'll be leading the cottage this period. And she has some able workers, so all the counselors that will be helping her in the cottage, can you stand as well? Our Sister Cordana, and who else? Oh, you got quite a you got quite a job on your hands. Okay, hallelujah. All the cottage counselors are standing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we also want to pray for our Sister Janet and our Sister Lisa. They'll be leading the village girls. Sister Janet, could you please stand? And Sister Lisa, are you still here? Good, okay. Praise God. And who will be working with you? All the village counselors. Can you stand also? Now, I'm not going to recite all your names. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we look to you. Let's just surround them with our love and our faith tonight. Hallelujah, and let's believe God to put his seal upon that which he has done for them. And as we've heard, as Jesus draws near, we pray with them and believe that he will show himself by his mighty works, that he'll save souls, that he'll set people free, that he'll heal broken hearts and broken bodies. Hallelujah, and he'll pour out his Spirit. We want to believe that God will pour out his Spirit in the cottage among these little ones. they'll know conviction and they'll cry out to God and experience the salvation. And down in the village as well, that there'll be a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these that are standing before us, and if there are others that are yet on their way, we include them in our prayer also. Lord, we pray that you will manifest yourself to our sisters. We pray that you will make them your instruments, Lord. As we heard the other day, Lord, we pray that you will enable them to yield themselves to the Holy Spirit within them. We pray, Lord, that you will bring them in tune with you, Lord. Jesus, led by the Spirit, sensitive to the Holy Ghost, filled with the love of Christ. And Lord, we pray that you'll give them wisdom and grace every day. We pray, Lord, that you will anoint them with fresh oil and keep the oil flowing, Lord, we pray. Jesus, every day let there be a fresh supply. Oh, Jesus, and we pray that you will manifest yourself in and out of meeting, and that you will cause your work to go forward until you accomplish everything that you have in your heart for each one of these boys and girls. Lord, bless these head counselors especially, and we pray that you'll put your authority upon them. We pray that you'll give them wisdom and light. And we pray, Lord, that you'll put faith into their hearts for whatever may arise. Lord, you are able. We're coming to a great King, and we pray that you'll enable them to ask largely, and all of our counselors with them, and expect great things from our great Savior. Now we commit them to you in Jesus' name, and we pray that you will lay your hand upon each one for good in Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. And now we have the rest of the staff. We have people that work in the office. We have people that work in the kitchen. We love to see the waitresses, but there's so many that work in the kitchen that we don't get to see. They are down below, sending food up above. Praise God. And our brother Gus, he's our cook. And then there are those that work with him, assist him. And then there's the pot boys. And there's the those that do the dishes and so on. And then waitresses. You know, you look at the waitresses and it looks like such an easy job. But I found out everybody tells me their job is the hardest on camp. But there's a lot more involved in waitressing than just standing and waiting for you to say, "More coffee, please," right? Praise God. And they're so patient with us because they're so hungry, and we sit around and chat, and they're just waiting for us to leave so they can eat. Hallelujah. But we want to pray for our waitresses, and then we have those that work in the boathouse. Praise God, our sister Maureen. And then we have those that doing the housekeeping, a lot of rooms to clean. Those on the grounds that work with our brother Tom. We have our lifeguards. Praise God. And I think I covered everyone there.
The nurse.
We're praying that no one gets sick. But if they do, we thank God for our sister Angie. And that God has prepared her and put her upon her heart to be here. And so why don't you all stand and we'll pray for you together. God will meet each one of you according to your need. Praise God. Everyone on the staff and our staff coordinator and so on. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Paul, will you pray with us for the staff? Please.
Lord, we thank you for these who have given themselves at this time to serve you. We pray, oh God, that there will be a bountiful fruit brought forth this period.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we know that you, the Comforter, has come and you wish to bestow your Holy Spirit. Work through us, Lord. Work through the entire staff by the Holy Spirit, Lord. We know that you want to do this. We know that you want to work. So no matter what our job
God bless
is,
our staff. Strengthen them. Encourage them. God, anoint them. Yes, Lord. Let them serve the Lord Christ. Oh, Jesus.
You are able to work and accomplish what you wish to do. Precious name. Amen.
And everybody says, Amen. Praise God. While you're standing, grab your white book. Let's all join them and sing number 63. My hope is in the Lord. And then we'll be dismissed. Number 63 in the white book. Hallelujah. The God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you with that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God be with you. We had a wonderful day. Let's keep in the presence of God, even as we retire for the night. Hallelujah. He'll keep working. Hallelujah. Amen.